The following recording has a number of different options available to you. The first is the recording of the current Daf Yomi 13th cycle, and it's done rather rapidly, without great detail. That's followed by a very fast review that enables you to go over the Daf in about 5 to 10 minutes. That's followed by a recording of the Daf Yomi from the previous cycle, done at greater length, more detail, and also with a different ambience, a different audience. You can use one for your original learning and one for your review, but whatever you do, enjoy. Today's Daf in Masechet Shabbat, brought to you by Beit Chomot Yerushalayim, is Daf Kuf Mem Zayin. We're holding at the Halakha Mishnah, Daf Kuf Mem Vav, Omud Beit at the bottom. Notanim Tavshila Tochabor Beshvil Shiei Shamur. Now we're going to be talking, instead of about heating things, about cooling things. So how about putting something inside of a, obviously without water, inside of a deep hole that keeps things cool, which for lack of refrigeration is the best you can get. So you could certainly do that. The Gemara is going to ask, well, why the heck would I think you couldn't? What kind of finish is there in that? But Tamayim Hayafim Bera'im, now you could take a container of Me'enen and put it into a lot of dirty water that's, you know, in a pool, and that's cool, just cool it off. And you could take the cold water and put it in the sun, bishvil shiyei chamu, because there's no iser of bishul even in anything but chemical heat. So we're not really marketed on any type of other radioactive breakdown, nuclear heat, microwaves, and so on. We're not makbid on heating on Shabbos. The only problem would be if it's similar and there are cases where there's no way to identify the source of the heat directly. So then if it's a secondary source of heat, for instance, in the solar water heaters, so over there, even though the heat is coming from the sun, but the sun is heating water that is then heated, that then heats water. And because of that, you're not allowed to use it because we have no way of identifying the original source. So we are makbid on the toldo tachama, but we're not makbid on the chama. In other words, we're not concerned that somebody's going to think that because I'm allowed to heat it in the sun, therefore I'm also allowed to heat it in the fire. Mi shenashu keilav baderech b'mayim, somebody whose clothes got soaked on the way in water. Mahalech b'hem is allowed to walk with those wet clothes, ve'ino choshesh, and does not have to worry that people will think that he maybe washed those clothes on Shabbat. However, here Rashi says the clothes fell into the water. There are some who say, but that would mean that you're saying that he could put on wet clothes. Perhaps it's only that he fell into some water and got wet. There are those indeed that are makbid. In other words, he fell into water, okay, we're not behind him to take off his clothes, but to allow him to carry his clothes and thereby they'll dry, and some people will see him walking with wet clothes, maybe not. Lamaisa, he is allowed to put on his clothes, and he can continue to walk with them outdoors until the point that he gets to the chatzer achitzona. Now he gets to the first place where he could take off those clothes and not have to worry about their being stolen. Then he should take them off and shotcham bechama. So he spreads them out in the sun, but not in public, because people who see them hanging on the clothesline are going to think that they were washed on Shabbat. Now, all this we'll talk about in the Gemara. The Rambam understands that this means he can, not that he has to, take off those clothes. But others learn that we were only matir him to walk in public with dripping clothes, that and will say, okay, we're not going to be mechayev him to take off his clothes and leave them there because of the chashash that people will think that he washed them. But once he gets to a place where he could take off those clothes and he could leave them to dry there and they won't be stolen, that is allowed to do. And obviously this raises the question of whether things that people may be choshesh are mutter to do when nobody's around to be choshesh. I mean, that's the something we've discussed many times before. We'll get back to it shortly.
We're not worried that he's
carrying
water?
No. Want their bottle to the clothing. As opposed to, that was the heter for the rain, as opposed to when you're coming out of the swimming pool. That was the difference. Ask the Gemara, I understand, what in the world is the chiddush? You're allowed to put a pot into a pit to keep it cold. Why not? Pshita. Because you might think that in order for the pot, let's say you have a pretty full pot, now you're going to put it down, and you don't have an even floor, so there's a lump on the floor. In order to put your pot down, you may smooth the bottom, but then you'll be mashva gumot, which is a tolda of bonen. And we're not chayish for that. V'tamayim ayafim b'ra'im, you can put your me'eden into cold, dirty water, in a container, obviously. Isn't that also pshita? Yes, it is. But the chiddush here is the opposite piece, which says, or in the sun. What's the chiddush in that? I mean, everybody knows there's no iser of bishul in the sun, because ma the tamen nigzar diamati l'tmuya beremet. We might be a thought that we should make a gzera that if people want to heat up with their water on Shabbat, we shouldn't allow them to heat it up in the sun, because the next time they do it, they'll put it into hot coals, which might cause the flame up of the coals. They'll be osek over there being bechatek amashmalan. Mishan ashu kelav. Omer of Yid Omer Rav, the obvious problem that we're going to have is based on the quote of Rav's halach, the koma kom shasruch hachamim, bipnei marit ha'ayin, afilu b'chadrecha derim asur, where something is prohibited because of what people might think, such as in this case, people might think you wash the clothes on Shabbat. You are not allowed to do that even in the utmost privacy, because that's just a blanket iser. Ask the Gemara, well, what do we do about our Mishnah? The Mishnah says, "Beferush, you can put the clothes on the clothesline in the sun, shotcham bechama. You just can't put it in a place where people will see it. Have a look at Neged Ha'am." Obviously, that runs counter to the koma kom shem ruach hachamim mipnei marit ha'ayin. Answers the Gemara, it does indeed run counter. However, it is a machloket tana'im. The Tanya, shotcham bechama, have a look at Neged Ha'am. Whereas Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Osrim, because they hold exactly like we just said of Rav's name, you cannot do things in private that you cannot do in public. Omer of Huna, Hamina Eretalik Tobe Shabbat. This is a sugya that we spoke about earlier, but being as we're talking about wet clothing and perhaps dirty clothing that came along the way, the Gemara goes over this here again. Hamina Eretalik Tobe Shabbat. So you've got a talit that has some dust on it, it's very obvious, then you would be chayav chatat, because that is the cleaning of the talit. However, now don't jump up yet. This is referring to a brand new talit, because you've got little pieces of threads on it and dust, and it's a beautiful, pure black talit. Okay. First of all, it's b'charite, not batik. If it's an old talit that you've worn already, we don't care. It's also only if it's black where you could see every little stain, every little thread. So obviously that is an important libun, so to speak, similar to libun. But if it's chivri, or it's sumki, if it's white or it's beige, we have no problem. Letlan ba. Furthermore, who de kopit alive? The only time that we say that it's called libun is where the person is doing it really cares about getting it into shape, not that he's just shaking it in order to put it on his back. Now, Ula came to Pumbedita once, and he sees all of the rabbanim coming up, they all shake out their talit before they put it on, and these were new talitot. So he says, this is ridiculous. Kamachalin rabbanim shabbata. All of these rabbis over here being machalal shabbat. Said Rabbi Yehuda, do me a favor, shake it in his face, will you? What a chutzpah. And the futzile be'ape. Anan lo kapdina mide, we couldn't care less. And the proof of the pudding is that we'll often put on the talit without shaking it at all. So it happens to be, it's the way that we do it. But there's no iser. As we just said, it's only where you're makpid. Abaye Avikai Kamei the Rav Yosef. Abaye was once in front of Rav Yosef, who asked him to pass his hat. Harli kumtoy. So Abaye picks up his hat, and he sees that some dew has fallen on the hat, and so it's got these drops on it, and there's towel on it. And I didn't know what to do. He wasn't sure whether he was allowed to shake it off before handing it to him or not. So Avikam Bechasim, which is in Aramaic, we say Mechases in Hebrew, he wasn't sure whether to do it, it was Bechasim. So Avikam Bechasim Lenetvele was sort of hesitant to hand it over to him. And Rabbi said, don't worry about it, the fochtis, it is shaken. I'm not really that mocked, but I'm getting all the dirt and stuff off my hand. You don't have to worry about it. Om Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Om Rabbi Yochanan. This is another sugya that we spoke about earlier. And Rashi understands this to mean, let's say, you know the way we put on a talit, that right after the bracha, it's all around your neck, basically. It's not hanging down the front and the side. So it's more you're wearing it like a scarf. That is not the derech of Levisha, the talit. And if you walked out on Shabbat like that into Rishut HaRabim, you'd be chayav chatat. The sellers of clothing that will walk out like this, and they carry a bunch of clothes to be able to take them off and, you know, show it to people and let them try it on and so on. They walk out like that on Shabbat. They're chayav chatat. Now, obviously, this is not only socharek sut. Anybody. We're saying the reason is, since there are people who wear this normally in this fashion, it's called derech hutzah. So lo sochare ksut bilvad omru ela kol adam l'shadar kon shomocharim l'tzeit kach. Since there are people who specifically carry this way, then this is called carrying on Shabbat, and we don't say it's shalom k'derech hotza'ah. Furthermore, achen v'netze, a guy who's got a store, and he goes out on Shabbat, when what they used to do is they would have a little money pocket sewn into the inside of their taliyah, to their jacket. So you go out b'ma'ot atzurin lo b'sadino, you'd be chayav chatas, because that becomes the derech hotza'ah. Now, once that's true, obviously it's lo b'chad v'ni b'ovan, it's anybody. What we're saying is that since there's a class of people who does carry things like this, so therefore it becomes the derech hotza'ah, and lo chad v'ni b'ovan amru, and lo kol adam, and lo shadar kosher chad v'ni latzeikach, and we bring it as an example, therefore, because it's the model. Haratanim, yotzim b'sudarin sha'al k'teifan. Now, people that come from Rahat, they are allowed to walk out, because this is the way they usually wear their sudarim. It's like a turban goes around them. They wear sudarim over their shoulders, and that's not called carrying, that's called wearing. V'lo ratanim bilvad. When they wear things. So in other words, we have both studied. We could define what is a normal mode of wearing, and we could define what is a normal mode of carrying. And I'll pee that standard, that would be the halacha l'gabei the Shabbat. There was once a story where Hyrcanus, Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus' son, was yotzei b'sudar shal k'teifov b'Shabbat. He went out like that. He was wearing the sudar around his shoulders. But he was makbid to have a nimaku chalo be'etzba'o. He specifically would tie a little piece of string from it to his finger, which would prevent it from falling off. But he was choshesh that otherwise you're not allowed to wear it because it's going to fall off, you'll pick it up and carry it and so on. When somebody said this over to Chachamim, they said that part is not necessary. That's his own chumra. And in reality, I feel any makru chalo be'etzba'o, it's perfectly okay. That's how we pass. If this is the way you wear things normally, then that is not good. You don't have to sit there and mean chayshesh that there's some problem with it because it's loose. And that really is part of the problem we have with our talitot. We wear them, they fly off. So Ula came to Be'asi Barhine and they were asking him, can you make a marzev b'Shabbat? Now, this does not really mean a marzev the way we use the word for a gutter, but it's the same idea. What it means is, can you fold up your clothing to make a cuff on Shabbat, you know, or other types of nice folds, which is the way you would wear the bed. So, can you do that? Amar l'lokha amar, Rabbi Eloi, asur la'azot marzev b'Shabbat. You're not allowed to do that. Now we're going to see that what that means is where it's a permanent tikkun of the beged. So the beged doesn't fit you the way it is. Now you want to pin it up or something.
Cuff.
You want to cuff it up so now it fits. So my marzev, what do we mean by a marzev in terms of clothing? Our dear president, you're missing the entire daf for a cup of tea. It's not worth it. The tea fell behind the glasses on the left. And it was also put above the refrigerator. And we hate seeing our president having to be osik in foolish things for his young Daf Yomi teacher. He should be sitting, and he should be mamokam b'chubad, and take for himself the rights of his age and great presidential position. Enough is enough. I don't think you're at a work. So what do we mean by marzev? Omer Abizera kisi bavliyata. We mean the cuffs that they make, these fancy cuffs in Bavel, and that is going to be left there permanently. So Rabbi Yirmiya was once sitting in front of Rabbi Zera. Now over here, the Gemara does come with a disc. You have to click on the pictures. Those of you who don't have the disc from the original Talmud Bavli will just have to guess. So he said, okay, how about like this? Is this mutter? No. He said, no, it's usher. Well, how about like this? That's illustration number 3 here. No, he said, that's usher. Anyway, in case you don't have the disc, Amr of Papa, there is a simple way to know. Nekotak lolo biyadecha, kol adaite delechnufe is usher, and kol lehitna ot shori. Wherever your das is, to fold something up, to be mitakein the beget, so that it should fit you in that fashion, that's usher. Whatever is the way to make the beged look pretty, which you do each time that you put it on, so this is just a way of wearing it, not a way of making it fit. And then the next time you'll do the same thing. That is obviously mutter, because that is the way that it's worn. So that would be mutter, and that's the rule. So figure it out yourself. The order of Shishi, see what that's lehit laot? It's really beautiful. The order of Shishi, Breger of Yidi, mitzna'e b'sadi nohave. So Shishi, Breger of Yidi, used to like really make his talit covering very fancy, and he had it all cute, and he would wear it that way, and was considered to be derech levisha, not derech tikkun bedet. Kiyotar of Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he said, you know, once Rebbe went out into the Sadeh, and he was wearing his talit the way we wear the talit. In other words, he had a talit that was coming down in front of his body and in back of his body, but he had it up around his shoulders, so it didn't go down over his hands. It was bunched up over his shoulders, but it did go in front and back. And he was walking around like that in a sadeh. And Avishnetzi Deitalito Munuchinok Tefan. So Yoshua ben Zerus, who was the son of the father-in-law of Rabbi Meir, said to Rabbi, gosh, Bezulochiev Rabbi Meir Chatat, isn't this the case that Rabbi Meir says is considered to be mamish hotza'a? And you'd be chayav chatas? So Rabbi said, wow, you're kidding. Omar Le Digdek Rabbi Meir Ad Khan. He was so makbit that even if it's all the way down in front and back, it's not called Derech Levisha. So he immediately was Mishal Shel, Rabbi Talitoit, put it, let his Talit come down around the sides also. Now Ravin came back and he said, well, let me tell you something. Rav Dimi got a few minor facts wrong, you know. First of all, it was not Yoshua ben Zerus. It was Yoshua ben Kafusoi. And it was not the son of Rabbi Meir's father-in-law. It was the father-in-law of Rabbi Akiva. And he didn't say anything to him about, didn't Rabbi Meir say? That's not what happened. What he said to him was, just a few facts that maybe are slightly different. What he said to him was, wasn't Rabbi Akiva mechayev a chatat on this? And Rabbi responded, wow, Rabbi Akiva was so makbid. And then he was Mishal Shel his talit. That's what happened. Kiyater of Shmuel bar of Yehuda, he said, both of them got it wrong. That wasn't the case at all, actually. What happened is that somebody asked Rebbe whether he could go out. Not that Rebbe went out like this. Someone asked Rebbe, do I need to have the side of the talit down? And he was about to say, yes, it's okay, when whoever it was said, but. And he said, oh. And then he said, no. And that was the story. And now, a word from our response.
Is there a problem? Is there a problem?
No.
Zokta Helika Mishnah.
Harochets bimei ma'ara uvmei tveria. Now you will remember that we had a problem of heating water on Shabbat that they used to do illegally, the Balanim, in the mikveh. And we ended up ossering using water, even if it was heated from before Shabbat. You can't use hot water to wash on Shabbat because it is a gezerah. Now, a mei ma'ara is usually covered and also causes sweating. Because of that issue, we also ossered ze'ah. Mei tveria, on the other hand, were open pools. They hadn't built the famous, you know, buildings of mei tveria. They had the pools there, like we used to have in tveria. And they did not osser mei tveria because, remember, that mei tveria is not heated by fire. That's the point. It's heated by radioactive breakdown, and that's not considered to be osir on Shabbat. As we said, only chemical heat is osir. There it's heated by radioactive breakdown in the earth. The inside of the earth is kept warm.
Thermal heat?
What's that? Yeah, it's thermal heat, but that's basically where the heat is coming from. So it's not a fire. That's the point. So that's why we're not makbid on the sun. The sun is not a fire. It's a nuclear furnace. So because of that, there's no iser of mei tveria, and therefore there's a little bit of a problem, in which many of the Rishonim understand that the only point of the mei tveria is mei ma'ara kim mei tveria, meaning hot mei ma'ara, to make it clear that there's a gezerah, as we're going to see, that the Mishnah uses the word harochets, which is bidyavad. And that's the only reason that it's mentioning the mei ma'ara and mei tveria. We'll get to that in a moment. And then you can dry yourself. I don't care if you've got 10 towels. You cannot carry those towels on. Even the 10th towel, how much water could there be in the 10th towel that I've used to dry myself? But you can't carry it in your hand because you may end up squeezing the towel. So we were gozer not to carry damp towels, because towels generally have a reaction. You want to squeeze it out and put it in the sun. But if you got 10 people, they can use even one towel and wash their hands and their feet and their face. Now, the reason that they are allowed, even on a soaking wet towel, to carry it, is because since they're 10 people, and it just means more than one person, even 10 people, meaning using the same towel and it's soaking, wouldn't matter, because if there's more than one person, the person next to you will say, hey, don't do that. It's Shabbat. You're not allowed to squeeze it out. But because of that, probably, we didn't want to say 10 people who went into the hot mikvah Shabbos, which they weren't allowed to do, you see. Because the whole point is they're going to remind each other not to do what isn't permissible. So there we say, well, they used it to wash their hands and their face, and that's mutter. So because of that, we changed the lashon to say hands of God, probably. And they would be allowed to bring that single towel. Maybe not done, be done. Now, you're allowed to use bath oils, and you can even do a rub down, but not mit'amlim. So you can be sakin in a mash machine, have a lo mit'amlim. You cannot do massage on Shabbat, because that is seriously a derech refuah, and other issues may be involved, as we'll see. The lo mitgarerin, you do not use a scratcher, a back scratcher. This is because of uvda dechol. It just doesn't look like something you won't want to do on Shabbat. En yordin lo kurdima, you don't go into the Kurdima River. Now, we're going to see that was a place that had the Dead Sea mud, basically. And when you went in there, you sank into the mud. And it was like really, I mean, it was very good for your skin, but it was the equivalent of mitamlin. You walk in this stuff, and it's mitamel. So it's together. It's like a refuah also. So the mitamlim over here is a reference to getting massage, not doing the exercises. And einosinat fiktoizin, you cannot use an emetic to get you to vomit in order to be able to eat more. You can't use an emetic because they're refuah. But over here, for, we'll see, this was the Roman approach, you know. Vomits, you can eat more. Ein matzvinet akatan, and you're not allowed to fix up the child. Now, of course, we said before, you are allowed to, when the child is born. Remember, they were convinced that if you didn't basically have him in a sling, he'd never walk straight. So there were two issues. There was lefufa yeduka, wrapping a baby, which was okay. Then there was the actual dealing with the organs, putting them into shape. And we'll see that here we're talking about vertebrae, and we're talking about not at birth. We're talking about later. So it's really not comparable to the case we had before.
Swaddling.
No, this is more than swaddling. Swaddling is okay. The ein machzirina tashever, you're not allowed to fix a broken bone because of the gzera of, again, maybe the refuah. We don't allow you to do things for refuah. We'll see that you later on in the Gemara that we don't pasken this way. Mishnifrika yado v'raglo, if you have a dislocated elbow or foot. So the dislocation sometimes can be cured by pouring cold water on it with under power, and that just sort of pulls it back to place. Lo yitrafein b'tzonein, but you can go into a swimming pool, you know, which is cold, and if it works, it works. You know, and so you could be rochetz kidarko, evim nitrapa nitrapa, because our general will remember anything that has to do with refuah is not a problem if it would be done not with refuah. So people are going to swim anyway, so they could swim, and if the limb goes back into place, that would be fine.
Can you swim yourself in a pool?
Yes, you can swim in a pool, except the minhag has become not to. We discussed this many times, even very recently, I think a couple days ago we were talking about it. Yeah. Not deep massage. You can just rub that. Katani mei ma'ara dumya de mei tveria. Now, you'll notice that the mei ma'ara is put together with mei tveria, which means it's hot, right? So you think mei tveria is chamin, af mei ma'ara is chamin. Now, it says harochets, which means b'diavad. If you washed, well, you shouldn't have washed on Shabbat. So that means the chatchila lo. But, obviously, that's not the point of the Mishnah. We know that. In other words, we've discussed this sugya separately, the gezer of the problem of warming on Shabbat, the gezer of rechitza on Shabbat. So this is really weird. There's got to be that the point of saying this in the Mishnah, instead of simply saying, don't carry a wet towel, you know, which would have been a lot easier, is to teach us something, namely that only washing, rechitza is also, but lehishtatev, just to pour the water over your body, which is not the normal way you would have done it, that you would be allowed to do. And the gezerah was only on getting into the water and the way you normally would wash, right? So that's mashva, even the chatchila it's mutter to do that. And that would be Rabbi Shimon Shita. The Tanya, lo yishtatef adam, bein bechamim, bein mitzanein, divrei Rabbi Meir. You cannot take a shower the way you normally would, so says Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shimon says, no, you can. You just don't get into a tub. Rabbi Yehuda says, oh, well, there's a difference. It depends if it's hot water or cold water. So Bechamin, it would be Osir. Bitzonin, it would be Mutar Lishtatev. Now you can even, Eser Aluntiot, you cannot carry on Shabbos. Now, notice that we have two extremes over here. The Reisha talks about one guy using 10 towels and not being allowed to carry it. The Sefer talks about 10 guys using one towel and, yes, being allowed to carry it. And each one talks about an extreme case. In other words, the Reisha is coming to tell us the Chiddush, and the Sefer is coming to tell us the Chiddush. Reisha Rabutakam Ashman, the Chiddush of the Reisha is, Dafilo Hani, the Lone Fishabumai, even if you've got 10 different towels, obviously there's not going to be a lot of water. But King of the Chadu, since you're an individual may forget, and Atila De Shritai may come to just carelessly squeeze it out. But the Seifa is coming to the Kaddish, even though this town must be soaked by now. Since there's a lot of people there, one will remind the next guy, don't do that, you're going to be over on Shrita. A guy can use a towel and then just put it into the chalon, but don't give it to those guys in the shop, in the mikvah, because those guys are chashudim al oto davar. They don't care. You know, they'll squeeze it out. They'll be matur to themselves. That's what they do. You know, so they're chashudim on shechita. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says, there's no problem. You just bring it home. Yes, you could take even one towel. Stopik balun tidachat, maybe abiyad al oto beito. And Abaya says to Rav Yosef, well, who do we paskin like? I mean, the Mishnah says you're not allowed to. Oh, Malay, look, man. You got a lot of people to rely on. I mean, you got Rabbi Shimon, you got Rebbe, you got Shmuel, you got Rabbi Yochanan. I mean, I think that's pretty good to rely on carrying a towel home on Shabbat, you know? But how do I have all those people? Well, Rabbi Shimon, I just quoted you. Rabbi Shimon said, Mistapeg valo titachat, and bring it home, right? Rebbe, let me tell you, there's a brighter. Well, my Rebbe, I remember when we used to learn Torah in Rabbi Shimon's yeshiva in Tekoa. So Kishino made him Torah, so Rabbi Shimon in Tekoa. What we used to do is we would rely on this halacha that you can carry into from one semi-rishus. In other words, the Rabbanan's rishus ha-yochid, where each one has the same din, a chotzer, a gag, a karfaf. Remember, we said the kulam rishus ha-achas ha-shabbos. So that's what we used to do. We used to carry the bath oil and towels from the chotzer up to the roof, from the roof through the yard, until we got finally to the Ma'ayan, which we used to watch in Shabbat. And undoubtedly, they didn't leave the towels there and out hefker. So they dried themselves and brought it back. So that's Rebbe. Now Shmuel was quoted here. Yom Rav Yonam Shmuel, Mistapeg Adam Baluntit, you can go ahead, dry yourself with the towel, and bring it home. And Rabbi Yochanan, where do I know that he was martyred? Because Yom Rav Yonam, Yom Rav Yochanan, Halacha, Mistapeg Adam Baluntit, Viviyabiyadu Betoch Betoch. There you go. So you got plenty of people to rely on here, not to worry about the Mishnah. Wait a minute. But I thought Rabbi Yochanan always worries about the Stam Mishnah. How could Rabbi Yochanan be the one who is matir if Rabbi Yochanan is usually paskin halacha kistam mishnah? Ask the Gemara, Yom Rabbi Yochanan halachi, V'yomar Rabbi Yochanan halacha kistam mishnah. And it says right here in the Stam Mishnah, it says nistapeg afilo be'ezra alontiyot lo yivim biyot. And here you're being matir even just one towel, which must be very wet. Yes, but Rabbi Yochanan had different girsa. Rabbi Yochanan did not have it as a Stam Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan had it as ben chachinoy. Who moved my cheese? As Ben Chachinoy Matnela, and therefore, according to David, came out as Eidat Yachid. Omer Rechir Barava, Omer Yochan, Ha'ulayrin Mevin Balarei Nashim Levebani. Now, the bathhouse attendants are allowed to bring, for the women in the mikveh, they can bring these robes that they wear, but they have to make sure that when they carry it out to the mikveh, that they carry it by covering their body, their rosh veruban. Otherwise, it's going to be derech hotza'ah and not derech levisha. Make sure that you put it on right. And somebody who goes out with a sachnita, you got to make sure that you are going to be mekasher shnei roshah lamata. So if you're wearing this type of this is not a woman's. This is also a type of, you know, those bathrobes that have little hoods, but then they're just a sheet under the hood. They're fairly common, yeah. So they come with the little tie things that come down under the hood. Make sure that it's tight, because that's the derech levisha. Omer Pchia Barav, Omer Yochanan, lemata mikitvehem. It means beneath your shoulders. Remember, they used to have a problem that the army used to come to town. We spoke about that. Very often the army would come to town, and they were mechuyev to bring out clothes and food and stuff like that for the soldiers. So they were barracking there. So when you carry it out of Nechala, make sure that Sharviva Bulamata be kitfayim. Don't carry the begadim on your shoulders. Make sure it hangs down over the side, because that's what's considered to be Derech Levisha. Then we said Tzochin Mamash Bashin. Now Tan Rabbanan, you can even rub a tummy that's in pain. So Tan Rabbanan Tzochin Mamash B'Vnei Me'ayim B'Shabbat, because again, that's a Derech of that you normally do, and it's not necessarily refua. However, it shouldn't be uvda dechol. So bevat shelo yasek derech shor aseh dechol. So how do you do it differently? So Reb Chama Bar Chanina says what you do is you first are sach, first pour the oil and then rub. Whereas Reb Yochanan says no, do it together. You start rubbing and put the oil as you rub. Avalo mitamblin om Reb Yabarav om Reb Yochanan sur lamot bekarkeita shel diyumtzit. So you cannot stand in the Yumsid River bottom, which is Dead Sea mud. It's basically an act of refuah. Look, you got to know this is only one period in the year when this is really, the people come out there and it is great for you. It's only 21 days out of the whole year. So and that includes Shavuos. So, wait a minute, we'll include Shavuos at the beginning or the end? Does it start at Shavuos or does it end at Shavuos? So is it La'agisa or Ha'agisa? Toshmat Yom HaShmuel, Kulo Shalkine, all types of medicinal drinks are most effective from Divcha Va'ada Atzarta. So basically, it's from Pesach time until Shavuos time. So that shows you that it's Shavuos is at the end. That doesn't show you anything of the sort. I mean, that could be because over there, medicinal drinks work better when the weather is cold weather. So it's kind of the Kotter Alma Mali. But over here, the whole point of being in the Diyumsis, I mean, it's like a whole heat treatment. It's a spa. I mean, maybe it's got to be warmer. So since it's Mishum Havahu, given the Chomim Hava, maybe it starts at Shavuos because that's when things are warming up. And that's when it works better, Tvei Mali. Omer Rebbe Chalva, Chamra de Prugita. This is incredible wine from Purgita. And you can take that stuff and not move. And the Mayim in the river Diyumsit, that's what destroyed the Ten Shvatim. That did them in. Kipku al-Sarah Shvatim Yisrami, they had this stuff. And they just became so hedonistic because it was so wonderful. Who's got time to learn? Who's got time for davening? This is wonderful. Next month, maybe. And you know what happened to poor Rabbi Elazar ben Arach? He went for a little vacation. Oh my God, a little vacation turned into a long vacation. And Imshik Patrayo, he thought he was okay. He ended up getting really caught up. And Yaakov Talmude, he forgot his learning. He comes back and they give him an aliyah. Now the aliyah, and of course the guy who's called up is the guy who's got to read the aliyah. Now he was supposed to read HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, and instead he read it HaCheresh HaYalibam. Their hearts have turned dumb. Oh my God. Which was just perfect for what had happened to him. Anyway, this was awful. So everybody davened for him. Bo Rabbanan Rachamim Alayu. And his learning came back to him. But boy, was this a lesson. And I did son Rabbi Nuray Omer, Avigolela Makom Torah, Val Tomar Shi Tavoa Charecha. This is even referring to where you're a Rebbe. And you say, well, listen, you know, my Talmidim will seek me out and they'll come to me, you know. No, it's better that you should go into a place where they'll take care of you. You know, don't expect that the Torah to search after you. These people, they will be the ones who will give things back to you when you forget them. And don't ever think that hitavo acharecha. They'll be natecha al tishayin, and don't rely on how smart you are to say, that's no problem. I'm not going to forget. That doesn't work. By the way, his real name was not Rabbi Noah Roy. His real name was Rabbi Nechemia. And some say that it was Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. And that this was his own ma'amar And this is what after what happened to him, you know. The reason that they called him Rabbi Noroi, even though his real name was Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, is because he enlightened everybody. Noroi means enlightened. Then it says, you're not allowed to use a back scratcher. And this is because of Uvda Bechol. Says Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel, you know, if you've got filth on your feet, of course, that you could be Gor Kedarko. I mean, that is, it's clear that we're talking about over here something that you need to clean yourself off. So, his mommy made him a silver back scratcher. And that, since it was a silver back scratcher, it obviously was a very special back scratcher. Miyuchat for Shabbos, and indeed the Mishnah Berurah Paskin. See from here, that if it's made Miyuchat for Shabbos, and it's not an Uvda Dechol. Ein Yordin LeKordima, my time. So we said that you should not go down to the river Kordima. And the reason is Mishum Pika. It's very slippery, and what happens is you always fall in. And when you fall in, so do your clothes. And then you may come to be sochet. Veinosina fik toizin. This only means you're not allowed to take an emetic. It doesn't mean you can't stick your finger down your throat if you're a slob and vomit up what you've got inside so that you can manage to eat again, you know. So loshon abisam of a biyad mutar. Tanya Rabbi Chaim, get out of here. You're never allowed to do something like that. Af b'chol asur. What are we talking about? A bunch of Roman slobs? Mibnei hefsed or chlim? I mean, that's asur simply because of baltashas. What are you going to eat and then vomit it out? Ve'ein ma'atzvin et ha'katan. Amar Rabbi Baruchan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. You are allowed to swaddle a tinok, and it's lefufe yinuka b'shavat at shapir dami. But it says over here, anantzan ein ma'atzvim. No. That's talking about Chomrei Shidra. That's talking about setting the vertebrae into place, which is Mechzik Boneh. That's similar to actually Binyan. And the truth is that even this is mutter to do on the day of birth, because remember, we darshaned the Pasuk in Yecheskel, that anything that it says in that Pasuk, you're allowed to do for the Tinuk on the birthday and for the Yoledet. And therefore, what we're talking about over here is after the Yom of the Leida. Notnim tafshil tokh habor bishvil sheyeshamur et hamayim hayafim b'ra'im in a container bishvil sheyitztananu et hatzonein b'chamak bishvil sheyechamu. Mi shenashur kelav b'derach b'mayim is allowed to continue walking them, even though they're soaking wet. They know choshish from people being choshed him that he's washed him. Igiel chatzrach itzana shot chem bechama avlo kenegedam pshita. Mao the tem nigzar mishum ashvu yigumot at the bottom of the bar. Kamash bulan ma'ay me'afim barim also pshita. You're right. That is pshita. But say if it's shrichalei that you're even allowed to put son in bechama, but it's also pshita. Well, not completely, because Mount Atema Nigzar Dima Ati Letmuyim Bremet, Kamash Malan, we're not Chayesh. Nish and Ashur Kelav Omre Vira Marav, Koma Kom Shasur Chachamim B'nei Marita Ayin, Afilu B'chadrei Chadurim Asur. So then how do you explain our Mishnah? It says, Shotchan B'chama V'lo K'neged Ha'am. I thought it's Asur to do it even in private. Truth is, Tanoi Hidatanya. Shotchan B'chama V'lo K'neged Ha'am, but Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon, but this is only if it's a new talit, it's benapa tike. Only if it's black, not if it's chivri and sumke. Only if he's makped on liar. Ula once, I call a pumbadita, chazar rabbanon, have an article in my armor. Kabachal and rabbanon shabbata. Omer, you're doing it in his face. The foot's like a ape. I don't know, Captain Amini. A bayabe kami, kami, the reviews, over like, havli kutmoy, chazarikatala, layava, kamachas, lamesa play. Omer, don't worry about a thing, my friend. The fochti, a non lo Captain Amini. But really, it becomes the derech of tzah. to carry it, and therefore it's derech hotza'ah. Vice versa, ratanim are allowed to be yotzei b'sugar in shakat fehem, and lo ratanim bovadam lo kol adam, because darko she ratanim to wear it like that, let's say tkach. Omer Yehuda Maaseh b'Horkenes ben Osher Reb Elazar ben Horkenes yatza b'sudar shaktefo b'shabbat, except that he was careful to tie a nima kruchlo b'etzba'o so it shouldn't fall off. For k'shubo adavar l'fdei chachamim amru, not needed. Afilo ein nima kruchlo b'etzba'o it's butter. Dorosh v'dach bar Rav Chista b'shmeid Rav Chista. Halacha, afo b'she ein nima kruchlo b'etzba'o tab. Ula ikla l'vayasi barhini, boi minei ma'ala azot marzev b'shabbat, omer lohu akam rabbi Eloi, asur lasot marzev b'shabbat. What do you mean? Obviously, you can't make a gutter system on Shabbat. Omer Rabbi Zeir, it's talking about the begodim. And it's kisi b'avliyata. Rabbi Yirmi avliyata kamed Rabbi Zeir. Omer, how about like this? I'm like, nope. How about like that? I'm like, nope. Omer Rav Papa, look, the rule is very simple. Nekotak lol b'yadar, kol adayti l'chnufei. Also, kol yitnaot, mutter. Kyodar Rav Shish b'reid Ravidi mitnai b'sad. You know how they, even though it was really fancy, and the Omar, the fun of Yeshua ben Zeruz ben Chamiv Shirli Meir, I thought, to which Rebbe replied, Dik Rebbe Meir at Kan, and immediately Shilshel Rebbe Talito. Now, when Rovin came, he said, a few differences in this story. First of all, it wasn't Yoshua ben Zeruz, it was Yoshua ben Kafusoy. It was not the Chatanov Rebbe Meir, it was Chatanov Rebbe Akiva. And it was not Bezulochiev Rebbe Meir, it was Bezulochiev Rebbe Akiva Chatat. And it was not Diktek Rebbe Meir at Kedekach, it was Diktek Rebbe Akiva at Kan. And that's all, but other than that, perfectly real. Shilshel Rebbe Talito. When Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yehuda came, he said that isn't what happened to neither of them. Nish'al itman, not that Rebbe walked out like that. Ha'rochetz b'mei ma'aral b'mei tveriya, v'nishtafeg, afilu b'esra luntiyot, no yevim b'yado. But even asara b'nei adam, or mistapkim ba'luntit achat, b'nei v'deim ragleim, mevinotam b'yadan. It's okay, because they'll remind each other. Sachin mamash b'shina v'lo mitamlin v'lo mitgarin. Ein yordim lo kordimia v'ein osim afik toizin v'ein ma'atzvin et hakatan ein machzirin et hashever. Mi shenifreka yado v'raglo lo yitrufim b'tzonin avrochitzu k'darko and im nitrapa nitrapa katani. Neimara apparently dumya lo meitverin. In other words, just like the meitverin are chamin, the meimara are chamin. But that means that the Mishnah is coming to tell me dafka rocheitz b'diavad, but and look at chila not, but mechlal that lehishtateh would be, even kol gufos mutrim el chila, and who would that be going according to? That would be Rabbi Shimon the Tanya. Lo yishtateh adam ben b'chamim ben mitzonein devir Rabbi Meir Rabbi Shimon matir Rabbi Yeromer b'chamim asur mitzonein mutar. Nistapik afilu b'esra aluntiot reisha rabuta kamashmalan seifa rabuta kamashmalan reisha rabuta kamashmalan afilu hani lo nefishku maya kiva dechadu ati l'dei schita and the seifa rabuta kamashmalan afilu hani the nefishku maya kiva the rabbi nino medachre ahadadi tana rabbanan mistapik adam aluntit umiricha b'chalon v'lo yim serenu ulayarin mipnei shechashudim al oto davar. Rabbi Shimon omer mistapik ba look, you got Rabbi Shimon, you got Rabbi, you got Shmuel, you got Rabbi Yochanan. What more do you need? Rabbi Shimon on the Amor. Rabbi Netanya, Rabbi Kishino made him terror to Rabbi Shimon with Koa. How you know Malin Shimon Valuntit with Hotelagag, Migag Le Karfaf, Achaina Begine to Mayan Shirochat Simbo, and obviously they didn't leave it there. Shmuel the Amor Graviuda. Shmuel, the Amr Rav Yirama, Shmuel, Mistapik Adam Aluntit, Umevi Abi Yadola Torpeto. Rabbi Yochanan says the same thing. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Mistapik Adam Aluntit, Mevi Yadola Torpeto. So forget about the Mishnah. What? But me Omer Rabbi Yochanan, I thought Rabbi Yochanan Paskin is like a Stam Mishnah. And the Mishnah says, Nistapik, even if it's Be'ezra Aluntiot, Lo Yavim Biyala. That Rabbi Yochanan had in the Mishnah, Kiben Chachinoi. not the Das Stam Mishnah, Das Yochid. Omrav Gebar Avon Beyochan Olayrin Mevim Balarin Hashim Lebei Bani, but they have to be careful to be Bechasbim Roshim Aruban. Asachnyata, you have to tie the Chnei Roshel Lamata, and that means, says Rav Gebar Avon Beyochan, Lamata Miktafayim. Omrav Rava Lebnei Mechuza, when you've got the army barracking in town, make sure Sharvivu Lamata Miktafayim should be Derech Malbush. So achenim amash b'shin tanorban. So achenim amash b'bnei me'ayim b'shabbat. B'vat shelo yaseh k'derech shu aseh b'chol. Heichi ovid v'chama v'chanina. Omar, well, first you're sach and then you're mamash b'sh. Rabbi Yochanan says you pour it all at the same time that you're being mamash b'sh. Avalom yitam limon b'pi abam v'rabbi Yochanan asur to even lamod b'karkita shel d'yum sis. Because that's b'mahamelet and mirapet. The whole year is only 21 days, including the Yantav of Atzeret, Minyan. Iboilo is Atzeret la'aygisa or la'aygisa. Tashmad Yomer Shmuel, Kulo Shukaini midivka v'atzarta malo. Yeah, but maybe here it's just the opposite. Maybe over there, Kamadakor Alma, it's better. But Acha Bishum Havlo, so the hotter gets the better, no? So give me the Kamin Alma Tve Mali. Omrav Chalba Chamra de Prugita Umayah de Diyumsit destroyed the Aseret HaShvatim, and that's why they went into Golas. Actually, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach once got there, and even he was Imshech Patrayo, and he forgot his learning. Ki Adar Ata Kam LeMikra B'Safra, and he was supposed to say Achodesh Hazel Lachem, and instead he reads it Acheresh HaYalibam. Boy, Rabban Arach Me'alei V'Adar Talmudei. And it's a Tzan, Rabbi Noah Roy Omer, Ave Golei LeMakom Torah V'Al Tomar Shitavo Acharecha Shechaverecha Yekah. And in fact, the Bright explains that Rabbi Noroi could actually be Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, and lo Rabbi Noroi Shmo, Ella, maybe one lashon is Rabbi Chemia Shmo, but some say it was Rabbi Elazar ben Arach himself. Loma nikra Shmo Rabbi Noroi, Shemanira Necha Chamim Bealacha, Avalom Itzgarin, Ton Rabbanin Gorim Ben Gareret B'Shabbat, Reb Shimon Gamliel. Yeah, but I mean, if you're filthy, you're allowed to wipe off the filth. No, you're a glamour of a hot petit of its saw, Gorer Kedark of Enochoshish, but Shu Bayuda of the Laimim the Gararta the Kaspa, so it shouldn't be Uvda the Chol. Ain't your din the Kurdima, my time, and Mishum Pika, ain't no sin of Victor Zin Bishabat, Omarabba Barbacon, Rabbi Yochan, or Shano El Bissam, but to stick your finger down your throat is mutter. Tiny Rabbi Chen Yomir, you're not allowed to do that even Bechol. Bipnei have said Ochlin, Ain't Matvinata Katan, Omarabba Barbacon, doesn't it say Ein Ma'atzvin? That's Ein Ma'atzvin is Bechomri Shidra, because of that it's Michse Kebeina and it's not on the Yom HaLeida.
That is Kufmem Zayin, and we're holding on the bottom of Kufmem Vav on the base. So the Mishnah had said that if somebody's clothing had gotten wet along the road and now he's coming into town, he could take them off in a first place that is Shamur, the first Kotzer, and there he can hang them out even in the sun because nobody's around and nobody's going to come to befresh him that he washed his clothes on Shabbos because he's still on the outskirts of town. Says the Gemara, Om Rav Yiram Rav, Kol Makom Sh'asru Chachamim, Bipnei Mar'it Ha'ayin, Nafilu B'Chadrei Chadarim Asur. We have a famous psak over here of Rav. When something was made Asur by the Chachamim based on the chance that someone will bechoshed you of doing an Isur, then such a thing is prohibited to do even indoors, even surrounded by guards, even in a room within room where nobody could possibly see you. And therefore, we've got a problem, because it's not in our Mishnah, Shotcham Bechama Velo Keneged Ha'am. How can Rav say this? The Mishnah paskins that the wet clothing can be spread out in the sun, even though you wouldn't be able to do such a thing in the middle of town where people would come to Bechashid you, that you washed your clothing, so you see that as long as you're careful not to have people see you, things that are usher, mishum marita ayin, are okay to do. Answers the Gemara, that's actually tanoihi. That's a machlokis tanoi. And our Mishnah represents one shita. The Tanya shotchan bechama avalokin egda'am. The Tana Kama indeed represents the pshat in our Mishnah. But Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon Osrin, which is the way that Rav was passing, the way that we pass him on Lofa. Omer Avuna. Once we're talking about the Godim that became wet along the way, dirty along the way. Says Ravuna Hamina Eretalito. Rashi learns Hamina Eretalito means from dirt. Tosafot says no. It means from damp. Say Tal got on it. Because after all, Rashi himself said before that Libun is Shayach only where something is damp. And here it says Hamina Eretalito Bishabat Chayav Katat, which Rashi says the Zehu Libunah. It's Libun to shake out your talus and get the dust off, says Rashi. It seems to be a contradiction to what Rashi himself said earlier. And indeed, Tosfos learns it's talking about that it got wet, and therefore Minayer Talito, to get the last bits of tal off of it and to spread it out. That's part of the Libun of the Talit. And you would actually be Chayab Chatat. But that's only Lo Amran Ela Bechadati. That's only if the Talit is brand new, where it makes an afkin. Alvatike Let Lanba. If it's an old Talit, it doesn't really make any difference to it. This is only if it's a dark colored talit of a bechivri, the sumki. If let's say it's a white talis or beige talis, less one bar. There's no makbid. There's no akpadat. It doesn't do much. Furthermore, even on the uchma, where it's new, it's only if the person who wears it is kopid alayv. It's only if to you it makes an afkamina. If it doesn't make an afkamina, then it's not a pu'ula of Isser. And Ula ikla la pumpedita, when Ula came to pumpedita, he saw that all the guys in the yeshiva were menapseg ilunayim. They were fluffing out, what do you call it, shake out, like, you know, to spread it out. Their talitot, their clothing. Oma kamachalan rabbanu shabbata, what's going on over here? These guys are not makbran, alocha, libun. Oma lo Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda was a rashiva, thought that was a pretty big chutzpah. So he said to the guys, the futsi leva api, shake your talus out in the guy's face. Anan lo kapdinan midi, we have no hakpoda around here. This is novardic. What do we care if it's a little dirty, the talus? So mamela around here, it's not considered to be a rabbaye. Avikoy kamed Rav Yosef. Only havli kumtoy. Rav Yosef told Abaye to pass my hat, please. Of course, di katal ali. He saw that there was tal on the hat. So now, you know what to do. Because he wouldn't wear a hat with tal on it. In which case, if he's going to hand it to him with the tal, so it's insulting. Why don't you take care of my hat if you're already passing me the hat? But if he shakes off the tal, since to him he's being mocked on it, so he can't shake it off either. Now what the heck is he going to do? Meanwhile, Rabbi Yosef sensed that something's wrong. It was taking a little bit too long to pass the hat. Rabbi Yosef, of course, couldn't see. Rabbi Yosef was blind. But so he was margish that something's wrong. Nefortshti, go ahead, shake it out. Anan lakabdin and midi doesn't mean anything to me. From which lechora you see that the defining hakpada is the one who's going to be wearing it, not the one who's doing it. Someone that was good for the problem. Abaye held it to him, he would be makbid. So even if Yosef wasn't makbid, was going to give him, he can't give it to him with the talmud, he can't give it to him without the talmud. Yosef said, I'm not makbid, therefore it's okay. For you to.
As seeing as he knew there was talmud.
He said he figured that must be what's happening. Why isn't he passing it around?
Maybe
I had a rhythm when Omer Rabbi Yochanan Hayotzei b'talit mekupelet menuchatak v'menuchet munachat v'aktefo b'shabbat chayav katat. If you have your talit folded, as many people do, they walk out with their talit. They're used to checking the strings during the week. If somebody would walk out in Rishut HaRabim on Shabbat like that, he would be chayav katat because it's not derech levishut. It's just simply derech letzot. Tanya nami achi. So harek suit hayotzim betalitot mekupalot umenuchot akfehem b'shabbat chayavim chatat. Sellers that walk around carrying suits on their back, not wearing them, so if they walk out on Shabbat, they would be chayav chatat. And the truth is also harek suit b'vat. The fact that such a thing is called derech hotzah is because there are people who motzi that way, not derech levisha. And therefore, it's not only a sochar ksut that would be chayav because of to him, it's derech hotzah, elo kol adam. This would be a derech hotzah for anybody. Lots of people, you get hot, you take your jacket off, you hang it on your finger, behind your back, whatever. That's called derech hotzah. The reason we mention mochrik ksut is because that's a model. And you might remember, there are a whole group of people that always carry out like that. Elo kol adam, elo shedarkan shel mochrin ksut latzitzkach. Same thing is true, chenvani, I would say, b'mahot atzurin lo v'sarino. Oftentimes on their way to the bank, so they'll use the classic Uncle Scrooge money bag, you know, with a little stick, with a bag with a dollar sign, you know. Anyway, so they would carry on during the week like that. So if he would carry like that on, really it's in the corner of his baguette, really. So if he would carry it out like that on Shabbos, he would be chayav katat and lochen vani bilvad zanon, referring to a storekeeper. But since this is a norm, kol adam ashadar kashachen vani latzit kach. He's a bad boy. And he, did his, he might be carrying monopoly money for his kids. As a matter of fact, he might even be carrying cookies.
What was the problem? If it's derech hutzah, then it's...
Normally an unusual, this is not considered to be lav derech hutzah lekach, but it's common enough. Ratanim, people that are rotten, are yotzim b'sudarim shal kifehem. Actually, these are people from the town of Rotten. But, well, I mean, there's a whole city like that, right?
Rottenburg.
Rottenburg. So they're allowed to go out wearing scarves. Even though the scarf only goes around the shoulder at the most, so you'd think that it's not considered to be Derech Levisha. But since that is the way that they're mitlabesh, so Mamela, it's considered to be okay. This is the Girsa Yotzin.
America's house, they still wear the next thing.
No, we'll get to that. That's a big issue. So the Girsa that we have is Yotzin, meaning they are allowed. Anybody can go out like the Shatarko Shatanim, let's say Pekar. There was another Girsa here that you'd be chayav because B'nai Roten go out that way, but that's not. Lemaisa, this raises a whole issue, which is, in fact, as Aaron just pointed out, if somebody's, but you'll notice that the Sephardim put on tzitzit, they put on their talit like that. They put the talit around their neck. They pull it all the way up, put it around the neck, and they don't put it around the shoulders at all. Maisa, Magen Avraham says that's not called Derech Levisha. You can't say a bracha on Levisha of a talit because you're not wearing the talit. You might as well be carrying it over your shoulder. But other poskim indeed point out that that's very much a social question. In other words, Lemaisa the Atifat HaYishmaelim, to those who live in the lands of Yishmaelim. So the Arabs wear their scarf around their neck. And that's the lashon of the tzitzit, it's Atifat HaYishmaelim. So Inachinami, to them, it could be that that's called Derech Levisha. So it's okay to make a bracha on your talit like that. To others who don't dress like that, so the only bracha that should be said on Levisha of a talit is to make sure that you don't pull it up above your shoulders. And therefore, it would be included over here, al kitfehim. As Aaron was pointing out, the American talit is actually only an Arab atifa. But no, it's not a joke. It's just a question. Is that a talit? Is that called a baguette of Levisha? It's what I've
Knafot.
No, because it's not worn. Something that's just around your neck is not called worn. So if you carry it on, that's what it's saying. So ratanim, this is the way you would walk with a scarf around your neck. So and then you're not. Although, but there it's all kitvehem over here, just around the neck. Omer of Yidam Maaseh Behurkenes, Benoshu of Eliezer Behurkenes, Shiatzah B'Sudar Shaktefo B'Shabbat. He went out wearing like a poncho, so it was only on his shoulders. And in order to make sure that it wouldn't fly off, so he tied Nima Krucha Lo Betzpo, he had the edge of it tied around his finger, so that he wouldn't come Latuyeh Arbamis, because it's not very tight, so if the wind comes, it'll blow it off. So therefore he had it tied around his finger. It's a nice Derech Levisha. We're not gazer on a Derech Levisha. Something is going to fly off. So therefore, you don't need it. And there are other approaches here. We're talking about something very light that falls off. And we're talking about he wore it around his finger in order that it should be near a Derech Levisha. Otherwise, people would have thought that he's just carrying it, that it isn't Derech Levisha. But anyway, as I said, it is, I think, the most reasonable track. That's how we paskin. You can wear a poncho like that, even if it's light, a cape, and it doesn't have to be tied around you, and as long as that's the way that you normally walk out, it's considered to be levisha. Ula ikulave asi barhini. They asked him, are you allowed to make it sounded like a gutter? But of course, that's not what it's talking about. And marzev over here means the equivalent in your clothing of a marzev. It looks like a gutter. Now, this is the question of making folds in your begotten in such a way that creates basically a gutter-like appearance. Rashi brings that it's bell bottoms. So, in other words, you have, because that's basically a bell bottom is like a gutter. In other words, it's like a, if water was dripping off your baguette, it would collect in the cuff, and then pour out in the front of your bell bottoms. It's equivalent to the gutter around the roof, so you have like a bell bottom on your skirt. You know. But the question is, what is the issue over here? So I mean, he learns, as the Gemara says in a moment, what are we referring to? We're referring to, what's the Marzev? Kisi bavliyata sounds like little pockets. Pockets like they make in bubble. So Rashi learns that the point over there is to get your skirt up from off of the ground so that it shouldn't get dirty and so on and so forth. You would make like a little bell bottom and to hold it up maybe with a string to keep it above the ground.
A cuff,
but it's a cuff that isn't in the baguette as part of the normal design of the baguette, but that you're putting into the baguette in order to avoid now whatever to getting dirty or getting wet and so on. So the question is, what's the issue? Rashi learns that the issue is because of tikkun mana. In other words, if you make such a thing, so then you're now creating in your baguette a new piece. Which without it, you wouldn't want to go out with it. So it's as if you're bringing the takein to fold your baguette in a particular way. So we don't fold the baguette on Shabbos because of tikkun mana. You don't create a cuff in your baguette because of tikkun mana. Tosfos learns that the issue is also tzar. In other words, if you're carrying a baguette, we already saw in a way that is not the derech levisha of the baguette. So then the Gemara's question is, how about if part of the baguette is not levisha? For instance, says Tosfos, very often, what people will do, I mean, we don't do this in our times, apparently it was common in his time, is you'll take the talit, pick up one side of the talit, and from both sides, front and back, throw it over the other shoulder so that basically the talit is completely lifted up off the ground. And that way you can run fast and so on without it falling off. Now what happens is when you do that, you create essentially a gutter. In other words, because you have like many pockets. Each fold creates another pocket that's facing downwards, right? So those folds we're calling kisi bavliyata. Yeah, because you can make, obviously, you can make begadim lechatchila that are beautifully, have pleated begadim, especially skirts. You often find this way with the pleats. You have these just beautiful decorative pleats that are basically little pockets, each one is a little pocket, that is shaped like a marzev coming out. So that would be a question, that's part of the question. Can you, if you're rolling up a sleeve, so then you're not wearing it. So that part is just sort of hanging loose. So can you wear a baguette where you're not really wearing the whole baguette? Some of it is just derech hotzah. You don't want that piece. You're rolling it up so that it shouldn't drag on the ground. That's how Tosfos learns that it's a shaila of hotzah, not that it's a shaila of tikkun mana. According to which, it's a very interesting tshuva of Rav Meisha, correct? We haven't finished the sugi yet, obviously. But according to Rav Meisha, included in this is the problem of people who wear their tzitzis out. Because when you wear your tzitzis out, what happens is that you fold up the corner of the talit katan in order to get it out over the top of your pant. So then you have basically the corner of the baguette is not really being lavush, it's sort of hanging there. What's it doing there? Right? So it's folded up to no purpose. So that in Rishus HaRabim, Mitainin would be Hotso. Right? Because it's exactly the same as the thing over here.
Well,
that's a sleeve cuff. Okay, so we're going to get into all of this. So we have the same problem where people wear a coat without putting their hands into the sleeves. Right? Which you wear the coat over your shoulder.
Cloak.
No, it's your real jacket, but you wear it as if it's a cloak. As if it's a cloak, yeah. So these are all part of the different approaches to what Kisi Bavliyata would include. And when Rabbi Yirmiya came in front of Rabbi Zeira, he demonstrated. So he would roll up his sleeves in a particular way, roll up his pants in a different way, and he would ask him, so how come I? How come I, only those who have the video chip can see what the meaning of this is, but those of you who are left with the audio, I'm really sorry.
And
oh, yes. Oh, yes. And then don't forget what Shlomo Kaplan, I told him to call me and remind me, but he must have forgot. But please don't forget what Shlomo Kaplan's Tzedakah Fund, Rosh Hashanah, a wonderful schus for people who mamish don't have to eat for Yontav. He gives that specifically for Yontav, those who want to participate. Rabbanea is a collector. Omer of Papa is a Papa in order to avoid all the visual problems. Omer of Papa, Nekotai Klal of Yadecha. Look, it's very simple. There's a way to know every case. You don't have to demonstrate every case and go to a Rav and ask, is this okay? Is that okay? The question is like this. Go a Daiti Dilich Nufay. Osir. Kol delehi snaus, shori. Anything that you're trying to get out of the way by folding up is osir, because then the beged is not being worn as a beged. But anything which is nice, this is the way. People go out wearing cuffs or wearing bell bottoms. What do you say? Oh, it's otsa. What do you need a bell bottom for? That's the design. So anything that is designed that way is okay. So let's say you take your tallit, and the way in which people wear the tallit is not to let the tallit hang down, but to fold it up and to make a pretty design around your shoulders. So that's the derech in which people go out, and that's called lihit na'ot. If you're doing that in order to avoid the tallit dragging on the ground, then you have a problem, because then it's not lihit na'ot, then it's the kapuli. So it would depend, basically, on the circumstances, on the society, and so on.
Is the reason why you do that?
And if it's a tiny tallit, you don't do that? You leave it hanging? You ever saw somebody wearing a tallit hanging? Even if it's a small tallit? That's the design nowadays of a tallit. And Benedo Kananias, we'll see in the time of the Gemara, maybe not. The order of Shisha Bereder of Edin, Mitzna'e B'Sadinav. So Rav Shisha Bereder of Edin used to wear his sadin, what we would call a tallit, and make it fancy, so it looked all with all types of pleats and folds like we do with our tallits. The other of Dini, when Dini came, said, I don't know, Pam achat yatsa Rebbe l'sadeh. I know once Rebbe went outdoors, and Ayush shnei tzidei talitom munachin al ktefo, and he had his tallit basically on his shoulders, the way we have, where you pull up the side, each side, you fold it over your shoulder. And Yoshua ben Zeros, who was a son-in-law of Rebbe Meir, saw Rebbe walking around like this outdoors. And he said to him, Rebbe Meir chatas. Didn't Rebbe Meir once say about somebody wearing a tallit like that, that's a chiyuv chatat? Because there's no levisha, that's not derech levisha. And all you're doing is you're carrying around your tallit, the part that you don't want to get dirty, you're carrying it around on your shoulder. So then that's a chiyuv chatas. So Rebbe said, oh my lady, take Rebbe Meir out of the kach, wow. That he was so makbid on what's called precisely derech levisha. So, Shil Shal Rebbe Talito. So, because of that, he let the Talit fall to the ground. And he wore it surrounding his body. When Ravin came, he said, well, actually, there's a number of details in this story that he got a little bit wrong. First of all, it wasn't Yoshua ben Zeros, and it wasn't the son-in-law of Rebbe Meir, okay? It was Yoshua ben Kafusoi, who was a son-in-law of Rebbe Akiva, yeah? And what he said was, didn't Rabbi Akiva say that this is a chiyuv chatas? And Rabbi said to him, wow, did take Rabbi Akiva ad kan? Shil shel Rabbi Talito. That was the story. And when Shmuel bar Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you still don't have the story, right? Actually, what happened was Rabbi never walked out wearing his talit like that. Somebody asked Rabbi whether you could walk out with a talit like that. And Rabbi said, I think so. And then Yoshua ben Kufusoi said, well, maybe you think so, but I think Rabbi Akiva was Machayev Echatas, in which case Rabbi changed the psak. Actually, that's closer to what really happened. Again, because this is socially mandated, so lemaisa kolah is now. So bismanenu, that's the derech. Always to be yotzei b'talit, so lechar that would be okay. Even lemaisa, the poskim are also matir, as Richie was saying. If people who wear their coat without putting their hands through the sleeves, it's also a way of wearing a coat. There's a certain class.
Not fair.
Yes, of course. That's attached to that, and therefore miikra din. It would be okay to do that as well. Same thing until you roll up your sleeves. Makes you look relaxed and sporty and so on. So it's a way of wearing your clothes. Lamaisa, the poskim are matir, really, doing that on Shabbos. It's just that the minhag is to be makbid not to wear things around your shoulder. But, you know, if you do that on Shabbos, you'll get into big trouble because people will start stoning you. And don't worry about the Erev, because that anyway, you can't rely on the Erev. You know the great story about him. You must know the story. The guy whose chavrusa came to him after all of those years. Richie knows the story. The guy was learning with him for years and years. They just finished doing Shabbos and everything together. They're learning together. He comes to his chavrusa. He says to his chavrusa, he says to him, look, you know, I found out the maisa that I'm a goy. So I'm giving it all up. And I'm gonna go back to the guy. So he sees that that the guy is makbid over here about he was being makbid about the chutzah. Right? He was makbid that to carry with it was the Arab, right?
Sure.
Yeah, the Gori. So he's been doing Arab. So the guy said to him, what's the matter with you? Gori's the Shema Shabbos. I mean, he's got, yeah, you know it, now you're a Gori. So what are you being Shema Shabbos for? He says, no, I don't hold with the Arab. My son carrying, so it's not Shema Shabbos. Okay. So just be careful not to wear this over your shoulder. Somebody who had washed on Shabbos in hot water, or it's hot water because we're talking about Meitzveria. Meitzveria was the only thing that they remained mutter, remember, before they allowed the Meitzveria. But he washed in Beimara. This is the same guy who was carrying his money on Shabbos. Once he's carrying the money, he might as well pay to get into the Beimara. And Nistapik, now he dries himself off. And he dries himself off so carefully that he shouldn't come like they schita. He had 10 different towels, you know, so one arm he uses one towel, his other arm uses another towel. That way he doesn't get the towels very wet, so there's not going to be any chashash that he's going to squeeze them. Nonetheless, lo yedi in biyado. He better not walk in with those towels by his house with his hands, because he knows, I mean, when he's about to walk into the house, he remembers last time he walked into the house from the beach, his wife killed him for dripping his wet bathing suit all over the floor, so he's going to squeeze it out, so therefore he shouldn't carry it into his house. On the other hand, if you've got even 10 people who used one towel, and you can imagine this towel is going to be soaking wet, and they all wash themselves, obviously, for sure, you know about it. As long as they bring them together, then each one will remind the other one, no, don't squeeze it out. Shabbos. As long as you have one more than one person, it's okay. Sachin umemash mishim. And you can also use bath oils, and you can rub down a person on Shabbos. Avalomit amlim. You do not do kneading, muscle kneading on Shabbos. That's already more like refuah. And you don't do exercise, which is more of a refuah, to get all sweated up and so on and so forth. But lomit gardin, you don't take lufah, you know, to rub down, even if you're made a chametzveria, you don't use a rubbing material to rub your skin. In ein yorden lekurdima, you don't go down to the kurdima river. Ve'ein osin afiktozin, nor do you make an emetic. Ve'ein ma'atzvin et hakatan, which we saw before, that you don't put the cotton's spine into position. Ve'ein ma'gzirin et hashever, and you don't set a broken bone. And mishnifaka yadover aglo, somebody that had a dislocated shoulder or foot, lo yitrafein bitzonein, should not put a stream of cold water on them. Avorochetsu kedarko, he can wash normally. Ve'im nitrapen nitrapen, if it happens to be that the warmth, the cold, made it better, so made it go back into place, so then that's okay. Somewhere it's talking about after the limb is reset and it's painful, so in order to get rid of the swelling, you do the rafitza at the time. But so Kotani mei ma'arad dunya de meitzveria. So now the Mishnah mentioning meitzveria has already put us on notice that we're talking about hot water over here, because, I mean, otherwise, what's the point? So in other words, you want us to know ha-rochets. And it says ha-rochets, that means b'diavad. So it's only if you did it. I mean, it's not, remember, it's the same guy who's carrying around his money, and we're certainly not going to tell him to carry his money, right? So it's all b'diavad. But what's also l'chatchila? Dafka rechitza. But l'hishtatev, if you had hot water to pour off in a shower, that would be afil l'chatchila shaper dummy. But that was a machlokas before. Indeed, it would only be going out of Rabbi Shimon. Money, Rabbi Shimon. The Tanya lo yishtatef adam. Bein bechamin, bein mitzonein, dibber Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, aser, it's a shower. Rabbi Shimon is matir. Rabbi Yehuda says bechamin, aser, mitzonein, mutar. So now we know the Mishnah is going out of the Rabbi Shimon.
When the Lord said like the shower, shatev, but Rashi said this lab, derech, chitza, lechitza. So that's a little different than our shower today, derech, chitza. Rashi gets the same difference.
It's still not called rechitza.
Excuse me?
It's not called rechitza.
It's
still not called rechitza. That's not called rechitza.
You're saying that even a shower today would not be called rechitza.
Right. It's not called rechitza. What they call rechitza. Rechitza means enjoying the baths. Minis tapeg afilu be'esra lunt. Now notice that the ratio talks about one towel. And the Sefer that talks about 10 towels, each one, of course, is telling us a Kiddush. The Reisha, Rabuta Kamashma, the Kiddush in the Reisha, and there's a Kiddush Sefer, Rabuta Kamashma. What's the Kiddush in the Reisha? Reisha, Rabuta Kamashma, the Filohani, the Lunafishabu Maya. Even these 10 towels, each one of them is just slightly damp, because you used each towel just on one part of your body. You say, how much, I mean, what are you going to be soaking? That nonetheless, you would say, that what am I going to worry about? But given the Chadu, since you're an individual, nobody's going to remind you. So we have to be chayshish that asiv v'day schita. You're going to come to wring it out because of your bad experiences when you're walking dripping with your bathing suit last night. The Sefer Abu Sakamashman, and the Sefer of the Mishnah, obviously is also telling you a chiddush that even though you've got 10 people using one towel and it's dripping wet, and certainly more likely that you'll be asiv v'day schita. But since there's 10 people, even the rabbin, you know, medakri ha'adadei, they will remind one another. Maybe because even if there's more, to remind each other, so you don't have to be patient. Each one will take one and then just take care of theirs. Which we'll see in a minute. It's going to be a little bit. Tan rabbanan, mistapik adam ba'aluntit u'necha b'chalon. You can dry yourself off from the wash with a bath towel, but leave it in the locker. Don't give it over to the guy in charge. Don't hand it over to the balan, to the attendant, because you know what they do, buddy. I mean, when you're not looking, they'll squeeze them out of Shabbos for them, whatever. You can't trust these guys as far as you can throw them. Yeah, so don't give it to them. So Rabbi Shimon says, actually, you don't have to worry. You can actually take your own towel and bring it home. What? It seems to be against our Mishnah. What's the halacha? Do we follow that? Well, there's an awful lot of shitas that seem to agree that you can bring back your own towel, not like the Mishnah. Here's Rabbi Shimon, and I'm going to show you Rabbi, and there's Shmuel, and there's Rabbi Yochanan. Let me go through it with you. Rabbi Shimon Adi Amaram. I just told you Rabbi Shimon holds that. Rabbi, the Tanya Rabbi, Kishayinu Lemeidim Torah, it's a Rabbi Shimon B'Tekoa. We used to be learning Torah by Rabbi Shimon in Tekoa, and he had a little Mayan where he would go to the Mikvah on Shabbos. And I, you know, Malin Shemen, Valuntit, Michatzer Legad, Megad Lekarfaf. Remember that Rabbi Shimon Shita, we said before, is that all of the semi Rishuyas, that the Rabbanu called semi Rishuyas, which are Meikra Adin Rishus Rabbi, such as a Gag and a Chatzer and a Karfaf and so on, all of these places are Rishus Achas for Shabbos, in which case you could carry from one rooftop to the other through a Chatzer and so on and so forth. So what we did is to get to the Mayan, we would carry him towel and we would bring oil and so on until we got Tashayna Magina to Mayan, Shayna Rochatzimbo, until we got to that Mayan, and we had no problem with that. Shmuel, Yomer Rabbi Yonah Shmuel, Mistapeg Adam Ba'aluntit. You can dry yourself with a towel. Maybe Yabiyado, and then you can bring it back with Tov Beito. Now, even though in the previous case Rebbe never said that he brought it back, so I mean, how do we know that he brought it back? So he says, well, it's not everybody. We think that they were bringing it, doing all of this tirka to leave it out there by the Mayan. If they're going to leave it out by the Mayan, they could have left it out the cloud with the Mayan before Shabbos. Yeah. Obviously, they didn't leave it to Malcolm after. It's clear from the story that they were bringing it out in order to bring it back. Otherwise, what's the point of bringing it out? But Tosis is bothered by the fact that he says, Kishayinu, when we were learning Torah. So how do we know that there weren't a group of people? Maybe there was a group. The Mishnah says it's a group in a group. You'll bring a Raya over here from Rebbe, that even if there's only one person. Taina is Tosis because since they were going with Rebbe Shimon, and it's improper to go with the Rebbe into the mikveh, unless he needs a Mishamish. How many Mishamishim does he need? So Mamela, he probably only had one Mishamish. Kishayinu means when we as Talmidim would be Mishamish, obviously one by one, Rebbe Shimon in the Mayan. So then it's also reasonable Rebbe Shimon wasn't walking back with them to carry the towel. So he would carry the towel for Rebbe Shimon and bring it back as a yorkit. Apparently, there was no problem. And our Mishnah must be Shaloka Alocha. Furthermore, Shmuel says Beferish that there's no problem being Mistapeg, even an individual, and he can bring it to Tov Beito. Rebbe Yochanan said the same thing. The Yom Rebbe Barav Am Rebbe Yochanan, Halakha Mistapeg Adam Ba'aluntit, Umevi Abi Adol Tov Beito. Now here we have a problem, because we know that Rebbe Yochanan always paskins like a Stam Mishnah. And our Mishnah doesn't say it's a Man Yomer. Our Mishnah says an individual cannot carry a towel home. So how could Rebbe Yochanan paskin against the Mishnah to follow Rabbi Shimon, or even to follow Rabbi, if this was now a Stam Mishnah, asks the Gemara, the Amar Rabbi Yochanan Halacha, is Stam Mishnah. And our Mishnah says, Stam, Tnan, Nistapega, Filo be Esra Lundiot, an individual, even if he used a lot of towels to make sure they wouldn't get very wet, Lo Yeviyam Biyado. Ah, Rabbi Yochanan's Girsa was not like our Girsa. Rabbi Yochanan had in his Mishnah, Divrei Ben Chafinai. So he had this Mishnah as a Loshen Yochid. And Ahu Keven Chafinai, Masimai. Om Rabbi Chia Barava, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Ulayarin Medi In Balarei Nashim Lebebani, Uvachit Kasebem Roshan Vuruban. The bathhouse attendants can actually bring in, back to the bathhouse, they can bring the large bath towels the women used and they left outdoors. They can wear them to bring them back in. So you put it around you like it's a malbush. As long as it's mechaser roshan v'ruban, they don't put it over their shoulders. You can want to put them in on Shabbos. Sachmita. Tzorich mekasher shnei roshah lemat. Now, if you're wearing a sachmita, sachmita is a kind of very light shawl that goes around your shoulders and easily blows away. So you have to tie the two tops in order to make sure it doesn't blow away beneath your head. It's beneath your shoulders, because otherwise it isn't derech levisha. They used to have the soldiers, goyim, from the government. Every city had its responsibility to take care of the soldiers that would come in. That was the Bnei Chela, and they would have to be Mishamish then. So if on Shabbos they had to carry the uniforms of the Bnei Chela, so he told them that when you're carrying in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, what you should do is Shavivu Gulamata Miktafayim. Put it around your shoulders in such a way that it should be Derech Malbush. And that way, you won't be carrying in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. There's no way out of this. You can't not carry it, but at least it should be more Derech Levisha. Derech Levisha, so you won't be fine.
But isn't there an assumption? No, that's right. That we assume that in all these cases there was an error?
No, nope. We should assume there wasn't an error.
Whether it was not?
No. Nope. Believe it or not, when it says Vayashkim Avram Baboker, it does not mean I put on his yarmulke. Even though we'd like to assume. Sochin umemash mashim. Tan rabban. Sochin umemash mashim nemi ayin b'shabes. Or b'vat shol yasi gedarek shol yasi b'chol. You can also rub the abdomen, even if you're in pain. As long as you now do something which is an ulda b'chol, hechi yovit, for instance, what would you do? Well, says b'chamah b'chanina, sach v'yachar kak mashmash. You pour the water first, and then you should rub them down. So that's already not the derech. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, that's also the derech. Obviously, it depends, basically, on what the norm is. Sakum mashmesh bevat achad. As you're rubbing the down his tummy, you put the oil at the same time.
No, the
point over here is that this is a tikkun that you do b'chol. If it's only, actually, it's brought la'alocha that bizmanenu, that we don't really use this kind of stuff unless it's refuah, but it's also b'chol. Because if it's not the norm for people to, I mean, maybe there is in some places. We're saying it's not. Most
it's only with your hands. I mean, with the oil.
No. Start with the mash.
Oh, that's a mash one day. It's not 2 seconds.
Havalomit amlim. I'm looking at Barav. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Asur la'amod bekarka itash of the Yumset. You cannot be standing in the Yumset River. Bipneishim na'amelat umrape. Because just standing in that mud is itself a Omel and a derech refuah. This is sort of like the Dead Sea mud. Rashi brings it. It was a salt sea for the Yumset, and apparently it had the same qualities of refuah that they have in the Yamamelach. Om Rav Yonam Rav Kol Yamel Shal the Yumset Esrim Ve'Echad Yom. You should know that the entire season, the whole tourist season, the Yums is only 21 days a year. I mean, they got to fill those hotels. Man. And Atzeret Min HaMinyan, it includes Shavuos, so you better make your reservations now. The question is, Yiboylu, is Atzeret La'aydis or La'aydis? Do we start with Shavuos or do we end with Shavuos? I mean, you're telling me Shavuos. Where is Shavuos? Toshma, Yom HaShmu, Kulu Shekainim, Yidivcha Vada Tzaret HaMalu. Any type of medication from Pesach to Shavuos is the season. That's the best time. Says the Gemara, this is Shavuos at the end. Says the Gemara, Lav Davka, maybe Gemara Hasim to come to Koran Amali. Maybe the point over there is for Shukaine. Maybe cold is better. But over here, I mean, the whole idea that the Yom says is the heat and the rubbing and the mud. I mean, maybe the warmer it is the better. So Shavuos should start the season, not end the season. So maybe Kimon Dechamim Al Matvei Malim. Omer of Chalbo, you should know that the Chamra de Prugita, the wine that came from Prugita, I'm sure Barnea is going to tell us where in his neighborhood Prugita is, and the Mayim that was in the Deyumsis, I mean, this was so much a Tanug. Kipchu Aseret HaShvatim Yisrael, that's what undid the Aseret HaShvatim. I mean, they used to enjoy their lives so much. They ended up not having time for Torah. They were traveling to China, or going to the South Seas, or heading out to the Deyumsis. And they didn't have a CD with them, and the computer broke down at other times. It was terrible.
They didn't notice the Assyrians were coming. They were too busy.
They were too busy, and that's what destroyed the Aseret HaShvatim. As a matter of fact, Rebbe Lazar ben Aruch once went on a vacation. Oh my God. You know what happened to him, Nebuch? Imshich bat rayo, he got so into it. I mean, he made it a screensaver. Iakar Talmud, he got so into it, he forgot his learning. So Kihadar Asa, when he came back, and they gave him an aliyah. Okay, so they give him the aliyah v'chodesh hazelachem. Of course, in those days, everybody read their own aliyah. So instead of reading the words ha'chodesh hazelachem, he read ha'cheresh hayalibam. That's how we saw the words. Their hearts have turned dumb.
Lotus
flower. So Mamela, he had it was terrible. You'll notice, by the way, what letters change.
So
Rebbe disappeared. You know what I mean, right? he became a Rebbe in a new way. Rebbe, Reish Beis Yud. Actually, there's all types of Chassidish and Yonim over here.
So is this where the lotus blossom started?
It was a remez that he wasn't clever, but it wasn't Nimshak the Rebbe. But other Salpi Kabbalah, there's the klipa that causes forgetfulness is Riv. So those were the osios that actually was mishalifed him that he saw Riv. Bo Rabbon and Rachmi Aleh, so his friends saw what happened with Lezab and Arach. I mean, they all were Mabakish, Rachami, Vada Talmudei, and he got his learning back. That's why it says in the Mishnah that Rabbi Nuroi says, Avigol Lamakam Tera, famous Mishnah novice. A person should always go out to Makam Tera, the Altamashita Vahareka. Don't say just because you live in Ephrat. So people will come to you if you're a Gadol B'Tera, they'll follow you. No, they won't follow you. Shechavirecha yekaimuel biyadcha. Because if you forget something, so if you have people coming out to you, that's not going to help you very much. If you're in a mokum of terror, like what happened to Rebbe Lozim and Arach, he was away into the Yomsis, look what happened to him. It's because he was back here that they gave him back his terror. So too, if you're being Isaac in one sugya, so you'll easily forget many other sugyas, but like this, your friends are being Isaac in other sugyas. So Mamela, you will also remember what's going on, and if you make a mistake, they'll be mitakenet, and so on. Don't rely on your own insights into the thing. You say, okay, but as I'll be Isaac and Tera, I'm going to end up forgetting. No, it's not true. Tana lo Nahuroi, by the way, speaking of Rabbi Nahuroi, his real name wasn't Rabbi Nahuroi. His real name was Rabbi Nachem. Actually, some say he was actually Rabbi Lozim and Aruch, the same person who was the one that suffered from the Maisa that ended up being the Mishnah that the Mishnah was referring to, the Chavirafi Yikamu Biyadecha. So Lama Nikra Shmo Rabbi Nahuroi, why would they call Rabbi Lozim ben Aruch Rabbi Nuhuroi? Because he lit up other people. This becomes rather complex over here. They took care of him when he couldn't take care of himself. Avalon mit garin, but you cannot take a scraping brush or a loofah on Shabbos. Tana Rabbanan an ein garin mit garerit b'Shabbat. You don't use a scraper on Shabbos. Reb Shimon Gamliel on there. Imayur adlav menuplachot betit b'tzorah garer kedar kol veino choshesh. That's only in terms of over the hole where you're going overboard. If you're dirty, it's clear that all you're doing is removing the dirt. That's not a problem. Reb Shmuel bar Yehuda after leimim mi garer to the kasva. From Bar Yehuda's mother made him a sterling silver scraper. Now this, actually, this Gemara is at the source of the minhag. I'm sure many of you, especially the old timers, remember the minhag of having a special brush for Shabbos. A special brush. The women had a special hairbrush for Shabbos. Some have the minhag to make davka, silver hairbrush. It was made out of sar of chaya, pig, you know, boar bristles and so on. And the point over there was, that is basically this Gemara. What is the Gemara? Because it's another material, so maybe it's not uvda dechol. It's a little bit strange. The Gemara, the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to use her earth. His mother makes him, and the Gemara made out of silver. No, well, what's that supposed to be? So, the Shaila is over here. I think I know what he's referring to, but the doesn't say silver. So there's machlokas exactly what is the issue. If it's not an issue only of uvda dechol, so maybe you can change uvda dechol and making it very kosher. It becomes more of a shabbos. Others learn that it's made differently, and that the hakbara on the mivreshet was to use a special kind of bristle that wouldn't tear out. Or others learn that it's to remind you to be careful not to do it the way that you would do it with chol, to use the hairbrush lightly and so on. Ein yordin lekurdima. Now, what is that all about? What is this kurdima? My taima mishum pika. Mishum pika is because it was very slippery. It was slippery mud there. So therefore, some learn the problem is that you'll slip. You'll get your clothes dirty. You'll end up getting into this whole business of the begadim, the problem of your wet begadim. The Rambam says, because this is not a tanug on Shabbos. This is tzar. To put yourself in places where you're going to get muddy and you're going to fall. You don't do it. Says v'karatz al Shabbos einik. This is not the derech of einik. You don't go to places where it's unpleasant to walk through. But you know, it's not fiktos in your Shabbos. You don't make an emetic on Shabbos, meaning you don't drink the emetic. This is only if it's a chemical emetic. You want to stick your fingers down your throat to throw up? That's your business, buddy. And that's mutter, but it's not. There's no chashash over there of, which is exactly what the issue is. If it's shlita samamonim, so there's no issue of shlita samamonim to put your finger in to throw up. Tanya, Rabbi Nechemiah says, what do you mean? Haf b'cholas. You're not allowed to do such a thing. What's the point of such people? You may have said, oh, I understand. What are you vomiting to make more room? Like a bunch of primitive Romans. If you're going to be mobs at the Oakland, you should eat Oakland again. Obviously, if the issue is over you, if you're feeling sick, you're feeling nauseous, so then, of course, there wouldn't be an issue. You may have said, Oakland. But, so the question is this normal? Is this a question of Tikkun? Pirvei Tikkun Gavra? Is it a question of Refua? That's, actually, Rashi seems to be say certain stuff. One place it says that it's Begeta Refua. Here he says it's Shrika Samamani. Another place it says that it's like a Tikkun Gavra. Omer Rabba Bar Bachana Rabbi Yochanan Lefufa Yenuka B'Shabbos Shakri. We saw already that to swaddle an infant on Shabbos is not a problem. Ask the Gemara V'Anantzan Ein Ma'atzvin. Doesn't the Mishnah say you're not allowed to be matzev? Answers the Gemara. There's two different things. Hatam b'chumre de shidra. When it says over here that you cannot be matzev, that's to do chiropractic work. To get his spine back into its correct position. And over there it's mirsi kabone. That already is more similar to tikkun gavra because it's mirsi kabone. But to swaddle the alma is not Mexican boy.
Do they?
Chiropractors do. Chiropractors do. People don't.
Within the first hour.
Regular people don't. The ain magzirin tashever, Amar Rabbi Chagar, but God at Amar Shmuel, Allah magzirin tashever. It's not true, our Mishnah. The Mishnah, and of course, obviously he must have had, as Rashi points out, the Shmuel must have had a girsa in our Mishnah that says magzirin tashever, that you can restore a broken bone on Shabbos, and that there would always be a sakana zever, and so on and so on. But there's no problem in setting a bone on Shabbos. Rabba Barbachana, ikla la pumbadisa. Rabbi Barbachana once came to Pupadisa, and he didn't show up at the shir. It was a public lecture by Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda did not like the idea that Rabbi Barbachana did not show up to shir. And in those days, Richie, when somebody didn't show up to shir on time, they sent the police after him. So he was shagre la'ada daila. He sent out Adra, who was the bouncer, but was also the bouncer into the Beit HaMidrash, who physically picked up Richie.
I'm listening.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm
and,
him up.
And he says, Armalei zil garbe, just drag him in.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh. So Ozil garbe came and dragged him in. Now, Rabbi Barbarchana wasn't too happy about being dragged in. And he finds Rabbi Yehuda standing up there giving a drasha, in which he says, Ein machzirin et hashever, you can't fix a broken limb. So he figured, I'll put him in his place. So he says, oh, very interesting. Och yom rabkana bagadat on ha-shmuel. You don't know what you're talking about. And halacha machzirin et hashever. This he shouts out in the middle of the lecture, you understand. Om alei. So Rabbi Yehuda says, oh, that's amazing. Because hachana be done. You know, chana comes from our town. And I never heard that. And Shmuel came from our town. And I never heard that. Velo shmieli. Nu? Velav bedina gabarticha? Wasn't I right in having you dragged in?